80 to 90% of our business is referrals and repeat customers, which is a great feeling. And we also work with a lot of investors who do anywhere from 2 to 30 properties a year. So we're highly established in this industry, and it's been fun. We've really enjoyed it. And the best reward is people coming back to us, telling us about the service, telling them how much money they saved. And most people say, well, I didn't know I can do it on their own.
Hello, DC Metro Real Producers. Your publisher, Kristen Brindley, here to connect, inform, and inspire. And I'm here with our amazing cover story, June, DC Metro Real Producer cover, Larry Lesson. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome. I greatly appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, I appreciate. So, you know, you've been in the industry like 30 years. You've helped over 10,000 people. You are also a legend in the industry. So I would love to hear your story. Like, let's share your story with our audience. Like, how did this happen? Like, did you always think you'd be a realtor? Like, what led to you starting your team?
That's a great question. No, that really wasn't on my radar. I majored in business and transportation. I had a nice corporate job, which I was pleased with. And here's what happened. About 35 years ago, my wife and I were first-time home buyers, like a lot of our clients are now. So we have a lot of empathy towards it. And we bought a for sale by owner. And by doing the process, it went through smoothly, but we realized what we didn't know. We didn't know anything about mortgages. We didn't know how settlement works. We didn't know anything about buying homeowners insurance or anything like that. We were true first-time home buyers and newlyweds at that time. So we started thinking to ourselves, well, we got through the process, but there's got to be an easier way to help people out, because we were overwhelmed and it worked out well, but it just seemed like there should have been a better process for individuals to buy and sell homes directly. Fast forward about 2 months later, we were on vacation in Florida, and there was an ad that kept on coming on TV every 5 minutes, you know, throughout the day for a company called Buy Owner. And they have TV ads, and they would basically be a for sale by owner company. It was called Buy Owner. And this kind of gave us the idea when we got back in town, there was nothing like this in the DC area that we've seen. So we say, why don't we start a service to help individuals trying to sell properties? We started the business with $200, and this was way back before the internet. And we got our first leads by picking up the Sunday Washington Post, which back then was a big deal, classifieds for real estate. And we started calling for sale by owners, driving out to the property, meeting them in person. And we started our own publication. We literally did all the paste up ourselves. We would pick it up at the newspaper printer. We would deliver it all night. Debbie would drive, and she wanted me to lose weight. So she would go about 4 stores ahead, and she says, hurry up, and I'd be chasing after the car. But it did work, and we literally distributed the papers manually. So that worked good. A couple years later, we got a lot of publicity. We were written up in the front page of the Washington Post real estate section. We've been on Smart Money, CBS News, John Harder locally. So the media really liked what our mission was. So we got a lot of good publicity, which really helped us get off the ground. And a couple of years later, we started producing our own TV show. We had Super VH cameras. We were on Channel 50 and News Channel 8. And, you know, this wasn't even video. We would show still pictures of the house, and we'd have little things. And, you know, that's what people used to do back in the day. They would advertise houses on TV, realtors and whatever. We did that for a while, and that got old and tiring after a while. So what happened was we had hundreds of customers, and we were developing a good base, but a lot of people started asking us, can you list our property in the multiple listing? And of course, we knew what the MLS was, but we hadn't really thought of that for sale by owners. I eventually got my real estate license. I became a broker in all 3 states, Maryland, Virginia, and DC, and we started publishing properties in the multiple listing. And we were the first company in the region that's done that. I mean, around the country, there's other services like that. So basically, we would charge a flat fee. We would list the property in the multiple listing. If the home seller finds the buyer on their own, there's no commission. But the good thing is they usually offer a co-op commission to a buyer's agent, you know, 2.5% or 3%. So the buyer's agents are happy to sell the property because they're going to earn their commission. And basically, we walk them through the process. We help with the process and, you know, that sort of thing. If they have questions about contracts, we're always a phone call away. They can reach us till 9 p.m. 7 days a week. The phones literally travel us, and people really, really appreciate the fact when they need us, we're available. We give good, honest advice. So what's basically happened is realtors like us too, because first of all, a lot of realtors and real estate agents refer us. They say, call Larry at Save Six. They know we're going to treat their customers right. They have buyers or sellers who don't have the equity and they want to sell their own prone, but they realize getting in the MLS. So they like us because we're dependable. We help them out. And more importantly, by us putting properties in the multiple listing, we're giving them inventory they otherwise might not have had. So we're creating for sale by owners to go into the MLS. And to be honest with you, 80% or more of our houses sell through the MLS. So it's really creating a lot of inventory for them. And they're still getting their full listing agent commission. So it kind of gives them the best of both worlds. And basically, 80 to 90% of our business is referrals and repeat customers, which is a great feeling. And we also work with a lot of investors who do anywhere from 2 to 30 properties a year. So we're highly established in this industry, and it's been fun. We've really enjoyed it. And the best reward is people coming back to us, telling us about the service, telling them how much money they saved. And most people say, well, I didn't know I can do it on their own. With your help and with a buyer agent, bringing the buyer, they were able to do it. And most of them come back and refer to their friends and neighbors. And we've had multi-generational customers. We've had the original client, their parents have used us, and their kids. So literally grandparents, the original client, and that. So it's great to become a multi-generational company. I guess we've been around for a long time, but it feels good to have done it.
I was gonna say, three generations. Yeah. You know, that's a great feeling. I love it when businesses and companies can say those kind of things, because that's longevity right there. 30 years sure. is a long time. Tell us a little bit about your family. Like, Debbie works with you. You were talking about Debbie and like Austin and Jesse, right? Like, tell us a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. We had kids. We were pretty late. My wife was 40. I was a couple of years younger, and we met, and she was living out in Arizona. And then for a few years, we were commuting back and forth, and she finally got to move out here and we got married. So that was the happiest day of my life when, you know, we finally got together on the same coast, and we love to travel and do things. And basically, Debbie has been my rock. She's been with me. She's helped start the business. She was out there in the trenches with me doing these things. I had a good career, but she was totally supportive. A lot of people wouldn't want to go out and, you know, leave a good corporate job and put $200 in a business and see where it goes. But she backed me. And she's been there for me. And basically, we started the business very small, and she's been totally supportive of me all along. And we were blessed to have children. They're 26 years old, boy, girl twins, Austin and Jessica. We've traveled with them. They're both doing super well in their own careers. And we've traveled with them. We've done a lot of things, and we're really proud of our family. And they've done amazingly well. And I couldn't be prouder of my children.
Now, what is the next, like, 1 to 5 years look like for you? Like, what are you looking forward to?
Well, interestingly enough, I want to keep on working. I love what I'm doing. If I didn't work, I wouldn't know what to do. I mean, it's a very rewarding career. We get to set our own hours. We get to travel when we want. One thing that's happened over the years, pretty much all of our work has been with sellers, people selling their house and listing in the MLS. And then they call and say, look, I'm trying to buy a house. And we really didn't work with buyers. We felt it was kind of a conflict to the for sale by owner thing. And we were just so busy growing our business with the for sale by owners. And then as the market started to change, we worked with a lot of investors who bought a lot of properties. Some of them buy 10, 20, 30 properties a year. And there's a lot of online auction sites like auction.com and Hubzoo. And there's a whole family of real estate sites. So they said, I see a property on there. They deal directly with the auction company. They say, can you become our buyer's agent? And I said, well, why not? We'll try it. So we started working with auction sites, and then individuals were buying properties. And the great thing about the multiple listing, there's so many criteria. And Laurel is really good at, you know, these searching and these kind of things. So we started setting up these automatic searches on Bright MLS. That if they're looking for a certain property in a certain area, in a certain price range, be it an estate sale, foreclosure, or a standard sale, people were finding the houses, they were going to open houses, they were seeing on auction sites, say, look, I just need somebody to put the deal together for me. I know the neighborhood, I know the sellers, I want to buy this house. Can you help me get this house? And I was saying, well, sure, let's try it. So we got out of our comfort zone, and about a year and a half ago, we started working with buyers for the first time. Due to DocuSign and most of these buyers knowing what they want, we've done about 15, 20 transactions. We've helped a lot of buyers out. So I think by helping the buyers save money, and basically what we do is we share the commission with them. And As you probably know, normally the commission for the buyer's agent is paid by the seller. And if a normal real estate agent sells a property, say at 6% commission at $800,000, that's a $24,000 commission. If we were showing them the property, the seller would pay the buyer's agent $24,000 at settlement, which is fine. But since we're not doing all the work and we're trying to help our buyers make it more real affordable, we decided to share the commission with them, which to a lot of people, that was unheard of. So in an $800,000 commission at 3% split two ways between Save Six and the buyer, they're getting a $12,000 rebate at settlement, which is a huge amount of money. They could either get it as a credit or the title company will give them a check. It's perfectly legal in Maryland, Virginia, and DC. We work with the title companies. So buyers are literally getting money to buy a house through our service. And then when they turn around, if it's an investor, they sell it, they pay us a flat fee, and they save on the listing side. So they save 2 or 3% on the listing side, 2 or 3% on the buying side. So it truly is Save Six now. They're saving commissions both ways. We've gotten tons of referrals from that. It's a lot more work working with buyers. I didn't realize how complicated it was, but we've gotten good at it, and we want to get paid, and we want our buyers to get the house. And particularly in this kind of market, it's a tough market. Interest rates are up. Prices are still high. There's not a lot of inventory. So if we can help a buyer, perhaps by saving a little bit on the commission, making a better deal, the seller can get it sold. And it's really doing well. And we're really excited about that. Also, we're trying to develop more with our website. We're doing more with search engine optimization, both organically and pay-per-click. And pay-per-click's an interesting story. You could spend a lot of money, but if you do it right, it can work. So we're targeting sellers and buyers like that. We're doing more on LinkedIn, on social media. We're networking with agents from real producers, which has been amazing. Just going to those things, learning the different people in industry. You've chosen great people to attend your events, and they all want to share information. So we're starting to network more, working with buyers, working with investors, working with hard money lenders, working with anybody who somehow is involved directly or indirectly with realtors, title companies. So we're trying to become more of a umbrella for real estate related services. And people have always wanted to use our service. And now they're coming to say, wow, you can do this. We can do that. I love your company. Help me find a house. And it's quite rewarding. And it's been very lucrative to us and to our clients. So we're super excited about that.
That's fantastic. Well, is there anything else you want to share with our real producers community?
I think you guys, the real estate industry has been very good to us. I know our motto is a little untraditional, but we really appreciate putting your listings there, working with us, being kind to us, giving us referrals. And if you ever need anything or just want to talk to me, it's a great group of people, realtors in the DC area. It's very international. They speak many different languages. Our customer base is super diverse, and we really appreciate the diversity of our clients, the customers, as well as the entire real estate industry. And most of the people, particularly at the real producers level, are incredibly knowledgeable, incredibly conscientious, and good people to work with. I'm amazed at the quality level of the agents you have chosen for real producers, because there's 35,000 or so realtors in Maryland, what 20% or 10% are doing 90% of the business. You found them, and you know the reason they're doing the business is because they're good at what they're doing. They want to help their clients. There's a lot of follow-up. There's a lot involved. And if you talk to any real producer, you're going to get world-class service. And I think just to meet people like that and share it with them, it's been an amazing experience. I'm so glad you found us, because it's really helped us professionally as well as personally. It's been great. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Like I love connecting this community and having people like you be part of the community. And you know, the top 500 agents in the greater DC metro area do 87% of the business out of, you know,
I believe it.
It's crazy. Yes, so and I have found they're all like good people, you know, like yourself, like just good people who are trying to do good things. So and are out there serving a lot of people. So thank you for being part of our Real Producers community, sharing your story. If y'all didn't read a story, make sure you do. It's on our June edition, 2023, DC Metro Real Producers. And you heard it here. And thank you, Larry.
Thank you so much. And thank you for everything you've done. And thank everybody for listening. And Real Producers is a tremendous asset. And if they call you up, please talk to them. You're going to get a lot more out of it. You can believe it's a great, great group. And thanks to all the realtors and all of our clients, you've helped us make us what we are. And it's been a pleasure working with everybody. I've made a lot of friends and it's been a good ride. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too.